now turns from the government back to more personal interaction. And in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, it says, "And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like that. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In verse 8 of Romans chapter 13, he says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another." Very quickly, we'll point out that what this is not saying, it does not mean that a Christian can never have a loan. There are plenty of other passages which do outline the fact that we can have that. But that's not the topic today. The point is that we are to have an attitude towards others, and that what we owe them is love, because of the great love and mercy of God, and the great love and mercy which God has shown to us first. We are to show love towards others. That is what we owe to them. "For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law." Loving is fulfilling God's law. What relationship do we have to the law? Well, originally, it is that which condemns us. The law came in so that sin would increase. Secondly, is ultimately and firstly fulfilled by Christ on our behalf. And thirdly, as believers, we are freed to fulfill it to the glory of God, not for salvation, but because of salvation. Romans 8, verse 4, it says, "So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And he says in verse 9, "For this," Paul now explains, turning to the commandments of God in relationship to mankind, "you shall not commit adultery." Adultery is an act of hatred towards one's spouse, towards the one you commit adultery with, and towards that other person's spouse, towards the kids involved, towards friends and family members. "You shall not murder." I don't think this needs much explanation, but murder is the opposite of love. "You shall not steal." When we take from someone that which is rightfully theirs, we are not loving them. "You shall not covet." Stealing really stems from covetousness. And if there's any other commandment, any of the commands found in Scripture, they are a reflection of God's love and his character, and they are for us to follow. It is summed up in the saying, he says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So therefore, as we do, as Ephesians 5 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, walk in love." We are to love others because God has loved us. We are to imitate his love. "Do this," verse 11, "knowing the time," knowing that the days are evil and that we must be redeeming the time, "that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed." This time is coming. The night is almost gone. And the day is near. Each day, each hour, each minute, we are closer to our death or Christ's return, the consummation of our salvation, when we shall be made perfect. And this encourages us to do something. He continues in verse 12, "Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." We are called to live out on the outside what has happened already on the inside. So let us behave properly as in the day. Let us live like what we are in Christ, not in carousing. This is excessive feasting and giving of oneself to appetite and drunkenness, being overcome by alcohol and therefore not in control, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, a life focused on the here and now, what the body can enjoy rather than the spiritual, not in strife, the opposite of seeking to be at peace with men, and jealousy, going back to the covetous, etc. Man can even be jealous of God, his knowledge, his power, and his sovereignty, but rather we would be seeking the good of others and the glory of God. Verse 14, "But put on," the opposite of these things, "put on the Lord Jesus Christ, be acting in love. Keep the Savior at the very foundation of all that you do, before you to guide you, behind you to protect you, beside you to fellowship and strengthen. And make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust." Don't even allow yourself to be able to sin in these ways. You will never regret letting go of something which allows you to better grasp onto Christ, which allows you to love others better, which allows you to glorify God, which produces an eternal weight of glory. In 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love because he first loved us." In John chapter 13, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So may we as Christians pursue to love as Christ has loved, for the glory of Christ.